Sport on RTE Radio 1.
International man of mystery. It's not Des Cahill, but he's here to tell us more on today's sports news.
Yeah. We're going to start with the Allianz Football League finals in Croke Park. I don't know how mysterious they are. Division 1 and 2 are on Sunday afternoon, Division 3 and 4 on Saturday evening. Now, Leitrim meet Laois in the Division 4 final, and it's a rare day in the sunshine for Leitrim. Emlyn Mulligan was Leitrim's star player for many years, and he joins us now. And Emlyn, there won't be a big crowd in Croke Park on Easter Saturday evening, but that doesn't mean it's not a huge day for Leitrim.
No, you're completely right there, Des. Obviously, the significance, I suppose, it's a known fact now. People, you know, you've seen all over social media, a lot of people are saying, you know, it's only the sixth time ever that a Leitrim team will ever get to run out in Croke Park, you know. So for the players alone, it's obviously a massive occasion in management as well. But obviously for supporters as well, for those that are going to travel up to it, it's a brilliant day. It's a proud day for Leitrim people to see, I suppose, see their own people in the areas they're going up and coming from that they don't see too often running out into Croke Park. And it's a memorable occasion, and it's one we're all looking forward to as supporters anyway.
I saw the Leitrim coach Andy Moran talking about, he chatted with us on Sunday Sport, and he was saying, like, they have a great backroom set up and they have great financial support from supporters, etc. But it's still a county that has so few players to choose from.
Yeah, like, and in fairness to the county board, like, we've, you know, there's always a self-pity on Leitrim, and I think there's like a national campaign, poor Leitrim, but, you know, there's never anything poor about us, to be honest, financially and all that sort of, in them elements, we've always been well looked after, and in all the years I've been there, there has been struggles some years, but thankfully, and as you mentioned, like, the backroom team there, Andy, you know, like, being able to bring in the likes of Mickey Graham there, you know, the trainer there, Luke Bree, he's a Sligo man, but played a club, won a club all Ireland with St. Vincent's. I think Ryan Jones, used to play for Fermanagh, is in part of the backroom team. So, like, there's an abundance of experience in there. And as you said, the one for nothing. But, sometimes this, and it comes down to actually the players and the amount of players to choose from, is probably the biggest issue at the minute. And even still is. And I think for that alone, you have to commend Andy for getting Leitrim to where they are, because, you know, the quality of player we have in the county, listen, it is limited to whatever amount of clubs you have, but he's done a tremendous job getting them back up to Division 3.
And what are their chances of beating Laois?
Oh, listen, they've a great chance, Des. You know, in the last 2 years, we bet Laois last year in a very important game in Park Sean. It was a kind of a similar scenario to this year, you know, and obviously we got the 1 point win then this year down in Port Laois. But I think, listen, Laois have to be wary. Laois are, listen, they're a strong physical team, who have a lot of experience as well, but there's definitely no fear factor going into this. And I suppose this goes back to the whole element of playing against teams of your own level, and this is Division 4, to have a realistic chance of winning it, which is huge. And I think there's no question about it, Leitrim will be going all out to hopefully bring home a cup to Carrick-in-Shannon, which would be a very rare thing.
Yeah, and the Division 3 final is an attractive game, Westmeath and Down.
Yeah, listen, another great game. You know, there's nothing between them, obviously, in Cusack Park earlier on in the year. But I suppose, listen, if you're looking through the teams, listen, there's abundance of talent in both teams. But Down just seemed to maybe have that edge there. You know, Down gave Clare a good beat at the weekend. Where on the contrary, you know, Westmeath had to beat Sligo, I thought, going into the game. But Sligo, you know, ended up beating them by 6 or 7 points. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Westmeath, a good experience there playing in Croke Park. You know, they won the Talisman Cup there 2 years ago as well. But Down, definitely, I think, you know, they see themselves better than the Division 3 league. You know, they have bigger ambitions, and I'm expecting a good game. Again, listen, teams like this, they've won a young championship as well, but hopefully both teams go out and give it a good go.
That's Emlyn Mulligan, and we'll have live coverage of that Leitrim match on Saturday Sport. Now, lots of action last night in the under-20 football championship. In Connacht, Mayo beat Galway by 4 points, 16 points to 2-6. Roscommon grabbed a late equaliser to draw with Sligo, 9 points each. In Ulster, the big game was Tyrone against Derry, and Tyrone edged it by a point, 13 points to 1-9. Armagh got the better of Cavan by 2 points, 2-9 to 2-7. Monaghan beat the holders Down by 1-12 to 13 points. And Donegal were comfortable winners over Fermanagh, 1-13 to 5 points, the scoreline there. The Meath senior hurlers are on the lookout for a new manager after Saoirse Bulfin confirms the county board he's stepping down from the post just 3 weeks before they begin their Joe McDonagh Cup campaign against Down. Now, soccer this morning's newspaper headlines are still dominated by who will be the next Ireland football manager. It's reported this morning that FAI officials met with Roy Keane three times about the vacancy. The Irish Daily Mail says there was a variance of views on the financial package discussed. Strong support remains for John O'Shea, who acted as interim manager for the two friendly games last week, particularly from within the squad. After yesterday's lengthy board meeting, FAI President Paul Cook said they've narrowed down the process and the new manager will be named next month. In terms of the future of the FAI CEO, Jonathan Hill, there had been speculation about him surviving that board meeting. He did. Gavin Comiskey in the Irish Times says Hill survived the four-hour meeting on two counts. Firstly, directors couldn't muster support needed to move him because, secondly, the cost of buying out the remaining years of his contract could exceed €500,000. Eileen Gleeson this morning names her Irish women's squad for the upcoming games against England and Sweden in the Euro qualifiers, while the Irish women's rugby team continued their preparations for Sunday's home game with Italy. Ireland boosted by the news that second row Sam Monahan has been passed fit to play. Finally, another busy weekend in golf. Rory McIlroy and Patrick Harrington tee up in the Houston Open later today, and Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow play in the Ford Championship in Arizona.